Hello, Shadow Hills. I'm Phil Urbez and a member of the HOA Board Candidate Nominating Committee. Our third candidate today is Moira McLeod Foster. Welcome, Moira. You will have 12 minutes and your time starts now.
Good afternoon. Thank you so very much for choosing to listen to the podcast today. This afternoon, I would like to share with you an issue that has recently come to light. This affects each and every one of us. Now it has become an election issue due to Kim Fuller and Linda Essen making it so. I am the treasurer of our Creative Arts Club. Approximately a week ago, I received a document entitled Informed Consent Agreement. This agreement was sent to all of our chartered clubs. We were told that all of the members of each and every club were required to sign this agreement and have it returned to Lifestyle by March 3rd, 2021. There was also the option to sign and date the agreement online by all members. This would place an onerous burden upon the officers of every chartered club. Some of our clubs have a large number of members. For example, Let's Meet and Eat, Tutti Bella Vino, as well as a large number of others. Due to COVID, a large number of our members have not been able to return due to governmental restrictions on travel. This is particularly true in Canada. It is unknown if and when they will be able to return. In view of this, I chose to ask some questions regarding the urgency to have this agreement signed and returned by March the 3rd, 2021. I believe that the time frame was far too short. This would place a very large burden not only on the officers of our clubs, but on all of our members to meet the date mandated by the Board of Directors. I asked the HOA, I was told that Kim Fuller, president of the board, also including Linda Essen, a director, and certain other directors, wanted the informed consent agreement signed and on file. The reason given was just in case we were able to open our amenities, we were told it was due to the possibility of the lessening of the COVID-19 restrictions. I was told that by requiring the agreement to be signed by March 3rd, 2021, we would already have the updated informed consent agreement on file. I was going to sign the informed consent agreement, as I would routinely do it, but I started to read through the agreement. As I continued to read through the agreement, I became extremely concerned about the language in the agreement. I read the agreement two more times. Looking at this agreement, it had the appearance that it was some type of boilerplate agreement. These forms can routinely be found online. The form can be edited to include other language in the body of the agreement. The author of the agreement could use it for the purpose that they have chosen. The agreement was also dated 6/26/2020 on the bottom of both pages. I found that very odd. Why would a stale dated agreement be utilized for this purpose? On the second page above the signature line was the statement, "I have read and understand all the terms of this agreement and voluntarily sign it." I immediately contacted the other officers of my club and told them to wait before they signed the agreement, also not to request any other members sign the agreement. I made a few more phone calls in order to elicit more information about this statement. I was told that the president of our board, Kim Fuller, Linda Essen, a director, as well as certain other directors on the board were requiring this agreement to be signed. If we did not sign the agreement, we would not have access to any of the amenities in our community. Mind you, these are amenities in our community that we pay for by means of our HOA dues. The verbiage in the agreement was so onerous and all-encompassing, I decided to look at our CC&Rs to verify if there was any information about circumstances in which we as homeowners could be prohibited from enjoying any and all of our amenities. There are a few parts of our CC&Rs and also our bylaws that speak to restrictions from using in our community under certain circumstances. There was nothing in our documents that allowed for this type of agreement. This appeared as an attempt to have all of us sign the agreement without amending our governing documents. It is my understanding that in order to amend the governing documents would require a majority of homeowners, 51%, to approve the amendment of our governing documents. I would refer you to a post on Nextdoor that Bob Israel authorized pertaining to this agreement. He reviews what it would mean to all of us were we to sign the agreement. Bob was a former board director. He is also a Harvard Law School graduate and a highly regarded attorney. This post is long, but it contains very important information. I believe it is imperative that all the members of our community read and understand exactly what is contained within this agreement, should you choose to sign it. Also included in this meandering and poorly written agreement was a very long-winded paragraph regarding COVID-19. There was one sentence in this paragraph where I burst out laughing, and I quote, "After leaving the facilities, I will wash my hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Will security show up with a stopwatch and time us as to ensure that we are complying this washing of hands in the mandated amount of time?" There are a number of other sentences in this paragraph that are totally and completely absurd. I wondered who wrote this agreement. It does not appear that any attorney had, but that is unknown at this time. If we went ahead and blithely signed this agreement, we would be forfeiting our rights to use the amenities or take action if we were hurt or injured on common property. Is this what we all want to do? I certainly don't, nor should any of you. Kim Fuller, board president, and Linda Essen, a director on our board, and certain other directors give the appearance that they are attempting to ram this document through our board. Their rationale for doing so at this time are, in my way of thinking, highly suspect. This action is absolutely unconscionable and deceitful on the face of it. The attempted explanation and justification for this overreaching agreement by President Fuller on his podcast, number 265, simply doesn't pass the smell test. If you haven't listened to it or watched the most current board meeting, you should truly do so. Whenever President Fuller and Director Linda Assen's rationalization for this agreement makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I, for one, will not be signing this agreement in its present form. I hope that all of you will follow suit to protect our rights, which are guaranteed under our governing documents. This is not what Kim Fuller, President, Linda Assen, a director of the board, should be doing at this time. Lastly, the purpose of a board president, Kim Fuller, and Linda Assen as a director is not to play king, queen for a day, or for any length of time. The true purpose of boards of directors is to do what is in the best interest of all of us in our community. President Kim Fuller and Director Linda Assen were elected to serve our community, and not themselves. One of their duties is fiduciary responsibility. It appears that President Kim Fuller, Linda Assen, a director, are attempting to coerce members to sign the agreement or lose all of their privileges. Kim Fuller and Linda Assen, by all appearances, are abrogating their fiduciary responsibility to our HOA and to each and every one of us. This is a complete dereliction of Kim and Linda's duties as board president and a board director. Therefore, both Kim Fuller and Linda Assen do not deserve to be reelected. All elected board directors are entrusted with the duty to make fair and prudent judgments. All directors are entrusted with the duty to be fair and treat all members with respect and empathy. It is their duty to listen to all of our community and make unbiased decisions. The above statements are the main purpose of a board of directors, nothing more, nothing less. If John and Moira are privileged enough to be elected to your board of directors, the above statements will be our approach and our attitudes towards governance. Simply put, that is why one is elected as a director to your board. It is to serve our community, not your own personal interests or agenda. John and I both believe this. We truly do. We care so much for our community. If you want change, a new beginning for all of us, a new perspective for your board, please choose that for all of you. Vote for Moira and John. Thank you for your consideration.